Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And so Joe Buck was on the call. Joe Girardi was there as well. And I noticed something when Austin Wells hit that home run. And I cannot decide if this is Joe Buck being a troll or Joe Buck honoring. Here is his call of the Austin Wells home run.
Here's a 2-0. That is ripped into right, back at the wall. See ya! Home run! What a start. Yankees on top, one zip.
Now, as you know, Michael Kay does see ya when a Yankee hits a home run. And as you also know, Michael Kay cannot be happy. I wouldn't be happy if I was him.
Well, he's not trademarked to see ya.
No, but that's his home run call.
See ya!
And this game should have been his game, okay? Every Yankee fan, every Met fan wants their announcers on opening day. Met fans are pissed off we don't have Gary, Keith, and Ron today and tomorrow, but at least we got them for opening day. So we already don't have our announcer, whether you like him or not. He's our announcer. And Joe Buck immediately uses his signature home run call.
See ya!
So you tell me, was that a, hey, I'm honoring you, or was that a troll job?
I think it was an honor. I think he was honoring us.
There was no natty nanny poo poo because you're not here.
But I would have to have a knowledge of a history of beef. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's beef between them. Now, there might be because of the circumstance, meaning Michael Kay's not calling the opening day game, but I think that was an honor.
Well, even if it was an honor, which it may have well been, here's why Joe Buck screwed up his attempt at honoring.
See ya!
I'm listening to the game. I'm watching the game. If you want to honor Michael Kay, after you do the see ya, and trust me, I extended. I listened a little bit longer. Say, hey, in honor of Michael Kay, who's not calling today's game because ESPN has one more year left of baseball, and we kicked his ass to the curb. But she didn't even mention him. So you didn't honor him, even if you intended to honor him.
See ya!
Man, I think you might be overreaching a little bit.
No. I want you to hear me again.
Okay.
Even if he was honoring him.
This is the troll back.
You're right.
It's a subtle troll back, the Yankee fans.
I think it was
by me or by Joe Buck?
By you.
I'm not talking about my troll.
No. You're trying to make it seem like he's trolling Michael Kay. No, but he's honoring Michael Kay.
What I'm telling you is, even if he was honoring Michael Kay, like let's say Joe Buck comes out and says, no, I was honoring him. I'm letting you know that I think he screwed up because without referencing him, most people who watched it takes it as a whole.
I think he was either, he was doing one of two things, and there's three options here. Trolling, honoring him, or he didn't think about it.
That just
came out.
By the way, that third thing is actually the worst thing he could do to Michael Kay. If you are so disrespectful to not even pick up that you used this home run call,
see ya!
That's how little he means to him, that's actually the worst. I hope that's not the case.
I don't think it's the case, only because a little inside baseball. Michael Kay was in the house yesterday.
Was he broadcasting the game?
He was not, but he, like everybody, getting their credentials yesterday. I'm going to guess that at some point pregame, remember Michael Kay, colleague of Joe Buck, they saw each other.
Yeah.
They probably spoke.
Went up to the booth.
And I'm sure they discussed, not calling opening day. And I'm sure it was a subtle, I don't have to make a big deal about this. I'm going to do this in honor of you, Mike.
Yeah, I think most of the audience took it as a troll.
No.
The other thing
Oh, yeah, so the Met audience took it as a troll.
No, I'm not a Met. I'm an IBO when I'm watching. The other thing I did feel bad about, because I've been a big Joe Buck guy. Like, I like Joe Buck. I thought it didn't work.
What do you mean?
I like Joe Buck. I've always been a fan of his baseball calling. I did not like his presentation. Like, there was something missing. There was something off. It didn't work. It was almost like, all right, it's old timers day. Let's bring back the old timer. And a few innings in, you're like, this isn't what I remember.
Okay. I'm being told by several people online.
Don't care what they say.
That Joe Buck and Michael Kay had a very public interview early in the week.
Still doesn't matter. He
where
him.
They discussed doing Sia on the air.
Well, see ya! To 80% of the audience, we think he trolled him. Too bad. He screwed up. He should have said
I'm glad my instinct was correct.
Yeah, but he still trolled him.
No, he didn't. They discussed about it.
You guys are not listening to that second part. It doesn't matter if you pre-orchestrate
you know what's happening
it. When
here.
You don't say it on the broadcast, everyone watching takes it as a troll.
The Yankee fan has clear ammunition to throw at the Met fan. Clear.
Well, this has nothing to do with being a Met fan.
Juan Soto striking out. With two on and the top of the ninth inning, their last at bat available, he strikes out.
What does that have to
Yankee
do with
fans?
This?
Troll Met fan. Now
I'm
the
defending
Met,
the Yankees.
Stop! The Met fan now wants a counter troll.
No,
but there's nothing they can throw on the field because you know Austin Wells was outstanding. Carlos Rodon pitches a quality game 5 1/3, and you get a save. He was a little bit shaky from Devin Williams, but what? You got the job done. 4-2 win. It's awesome. Met fans can't troll, so they got to go someplace else.
But here's what
so
I'm
that
confused
someplace
about.
Else happens to be the booth, and you're going to use somebody who's unrelated,
right.
Joe Buck, to any of this conversation to throw the troll at Michael Kay.
Okay, see ya!
We have just found out, thank you, Sean, that they discussed this earlier the week.
Here's where you guys
are
wrong.
No, Evan, there's one more hold on before you do it wrong. Geez. This is just between me and Tiki. You know what else? Evan keeps saying, but everybody in the audience took it as this. Outside of Evan Roberts 10 minutes ago, when the hell have you seen one thing online in any newspaper or anything, Joe Buck trolls Michael Kay?
Oh, I saw it on social media by a lot of people on Twitter.
Oh, yes, stop. I didn't see that once.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I am not on the site formerly known as.
He's talking out of his rump. Nobody was talking about
this. Oh, no, you're dead wrong about that. I can prove that. But let me get back to this about the trolling.
Go ahead.
Most Yankee fans don't even like Michael Kay. So me, I like Michael. I think Michael's really talented. It's not me. A lot of Yankee fans can't stand him.
Oh, they don't like his broadcast.
Right, so the idea that me talking about this would be a troll is ridiculous. Like, if I wanted to troll, I would troll something about the team, not about a guy who half the fan base doesn't even like. Mm. I like Michael Kay. In fact, I said this on the air a few months ago. I thought it was disrespectful to him, to Paul O'Neill, to David Cone, to even Ryan Rucco, who does some of the games, to take opening day away from them. I said that on the air.
Right.
So I'll say it again. So I don't know how that would be a troll when I'm actually defending that they should have been calling this game. Mm. And all I am saying is that while listening to the game, because Buck didn't go into detail, Michael's great. I sorry, Mike, I took your job today. Because he made no mention of it, it came across like a troll job. So,
even though it wasn't.
Even if it wasn't. Yes, I agree. Even if it wasn't, it came across like a troll. So you guys are 0-for-1 and trying to create me as a troll.
Now, I'm just going to say, good try.
Yeah, good try. Now, flip back. The real story there is, you're right, Michael Kay couldn't call the game. Joe Buck comes out to call the game. It's so crazy, Tiki, because I would think the big brother in New York playing a dynasty team in the Astros, that should be the game that Joe Buck and company was sent to.
This? I said nothing.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. I mean, you got the unbelievable highest paid player in the history of professional sports, Juan Soto. Why are they not on here?
So here's what
the
I
Yankees
learned.
Versus the Brewers? That was the big national.
Here's what I learned in the last 15
minutes. That's versus the Astros?
I can be my same IBO, bring up something that literally has nothing to do with the Mets.
Controlled environment down there in Houston, so there's no chance of a rainout, so Buck is definitely going to be on it. They still wanted the Yankees.
So let me get back to you trolls. So I do my IBO thing, may disagree with my opinion on the Joe Buck Hall, totally fine. And somehow, this is come back.
It's a disagreement. It's factually stated that they talked about it.
And I'm factually telling you that as an audience member, when you don't hear a reference to him, it comes across like a troll. And somehow that has to do with the Mets. Boy, this is going to be a fun baseball season.
Something perfect about Evan making this argument he's dead wrong in wearing a Yankee L. I mean, it's so perfect.
I am wearing a Yankee L, by the way, if you're just tuning in. We're not on TV yet, so you may not see it, so we'll describe it. It is a Yankee L because around these parts on this radio show, we hold everybody accountable. Mm-hmm. And for a month and a half, I kept coming into a microphone saying that Evan Roberts' brain was reporting that Nolan Arenado would be the opening day third baseman for the New York Yankees. I truly believed it.
Mm-hmm.
I used my brain. I was dead wrong, and I deserve an out.
Especially when you take a definitive stance
and
you repeat it over and over and over and over again. And that's why Sean Morash had to wear the L for a month, because it was 4 months of him killing the Eagles.
But I do want
on Saquon Barkley. And me talking into a microphone.
Yes.
To make that clear. Yeah.
Yes. But what I did differently than Sean, and I hope that you, Tiki, can learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Tommy can learn from it.
I hope Sean can
learn from it. I went on my own without anyone reminding you at the beginning of this show.
That's a good point.
And I took the L, and I had to remind you guys.
You're an honorable man.
I'm a very honorable man when it comes to these L's. Let's go to Charles in Allenhurst, New Jersey. What's up, Charles?
Yo, Evan Tiki, what's up?
All's good, dude.
What's happening?
What's up? So I heard the Tiki.
Yes.
You got any lottery numbers for me or anything? I mean, geez.
21, 21, 21, 21, 21.
Well, let me get my pad out right this
throw,
down.
Throw
right
a 20
now.
In there for Rondé, and that's about it.
Yes.
I was watching the game yesterday, and like you, I did watch your Rico to kind of calm me down from the anger. And it wasn't anger because I think this is what the Mets were going to be for the whole year. I thought it was more, it was just such a frustrating game to watch. Like, they had guys on base in a lot of the innings, and Mark Vientos was hitting balls on the ground and they weren't getting anything going. It was just, this guy gets on base. And then, like, I know you were talking about this in the Rico, it's horrendous. It's not really his fault getting thrown out of third because the backstops and all these new ballparks are weird. But it was more about, and I do agree with you, I disagree with Tiki on this. I understand that the slider on 3-0 was an easy, like, it was right down the middle and it should have been hittable.
Right.
But in a baseball player's mindset, if you're going to swing 3-0, especially in a situation like that in the ninth inning, it's fastball or nothing.
Yeah.
So Josh Hader flipping in a slider and getting it in the zone actually is great execution by him. You just got to tip your cap. Like, that's really
I think on that 3-0 pitch, definitely. And that was the point I was trying to make, Tiki. Like, I think at 3-0, he's open to swing, but it's got to be perfect.
I know what you're saying, but think about Josh Hader. I didn't play baseball growing up. I stopped, started running track. Didn't really get into baseball until BT became my partner. Met some of the Yankees, etc. And so the rules, put those in quotes, the rules of baseball, you're down 3-0 as a pitcher, throw him something off speed because he's expecting a fastball. That's just stealing a strike. Right? To me, that is the most opportunistic time for a batter up 3-0 to take a swat, right? And maybe you're not getting a fastball. Maybe you just have to sit back on it, keep your hands back, but still, take it the other way. Do something
else. But if you don't get the perfect pitch, like Juan didn't, even though it was a strike.
Either way, it's going to be a strike.
I know, but you're still in a great spot 3-1. Hmm. You're still in a great hitter spot. Like, I don't have an issue with it.